Are the days of a good firm handshake gone? Some think so, and it makes me sad. If you haven't read or heard about this in the midst of all the COVID-19 news, here's the scoop. White House health advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci said that the new normal to come once the COVID-19 pandemic subsides could include giving up handshaking for good. What we once knew and were comfortable with is gone. The new normal, according to Dr. Fauci, will include compulsive hand washing and the end of handshaking. One guy I read about that works in vaccine research said he's been trying to put an end to handshakes for nearly 3 decades. It's a sad day. Think about it, though. Have you been itching to shake somebody's hand or even give a hug? Not me. And I'm a big hugger. I like shaking hands. It makes me feel connected to people. But I can honestly say that the thought of shaking someone's hand in these days is not that appealing. It's a new day. Will we look back and say those days are gone? It's hard to imagine in the moment. When my girls were little and needed help with basically everything, getting dressed, tying shoes, eating, brushing their teeth, what seems like overnight, they grow up. Those days of needing me for everything are gone as they become more independent. I can tell you my 13-year-old does not want me feeding her, dressing her, or brushing her teeth. It would just be weird. In the foxhole of life, all we can see is what's in front of us. But then we climb out a bit and begin advancing forward to new seasons. And as we do, it's a reminder we can't hang on forever to the way things were. Jesus gave a great example of letting go of the old and embracing the new. Luke 5:36. He told them this parable. No one tears a piece out of a new garment to patch an old one. Otherwise, they will have torn the new garment, and the patch from the new will not match the old. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins, the wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, new wine must be poured into new wineskins. And no one after drinking old wine wants the new, for they say the old is better. Jesus gives 2 very practical examples that teach us you can't mix the old with the new. You don't mend an old dress with scraps from the old, and new wine always had to be put in a new wineskin. If you tried to pour it into an old one, it would break. But the Pharisees of the day did not want to let go of the days gone by. The way Jesus brought was a radical break from the old way. We all have a choice in the old or the new. Jesus' birth, life, death, and resurrection brings a new way for us. He is the way. And no matter what's been in our old wineskin of life, when we follow His way, our life is made new. And the last thing you want to do is put back on the old when you've tasted the new. That's the truth. We may be facing a new day of no handshakes. I don't know. But no matter what comes of that, I know my life before Jesus, those days are gone, and I now embrace the new every single day. I'm Lori Klein.